You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO at 102.7 FM.
Hillary Clinton publicly urged the Canadian government to extend beyond 2011 its participation in the U.S.-led NATO war in Afghanistan. Prime Minister Harper made a less than precise response, but intended to convey the answer, no. But only a few days later, the government sent more troops to Afghanistan with the mission to train more Afghan soldiers, which conveys the answer, yes, to Obama's expanding and lengthening war. Meanwhile, some Canadian universities and colleges are involved in propagandizing in favor of Canada's war-making in Afghanistan. This is in the guise of what is called Project Hero. To find out more about Project Hero and why some faculty at the University of Regina initiated a petition criticizing this endeavor, we contacted one of the signatories, John Conway, professor of sociology at the University of Regina. Good morning, John, and welcome to Vancouver Cooperative Radio.
Good morning, Mordecai.
What is Project Hero?
Project Hero is a brainchild of actually the former Chief of Defense Staff, General Hillier, who, when he left his position, went on to become, among many other things, Chancellor of Memorial University in Newfoundland, and he was the first inspiration for setting up this scholarship. Project Hero is a scholarship program that gives the children of deceased soldiers who die in an act of military intervention by Canada, a scholarship of free tuition and a stipend of $1,000 for up to 5 years. This was done at the University of Regina without any consultation, and it's starting this April. And when we learned of it, it was a bit of a surprise because nobody had consulted us or even let us know that the executive of the university was thinking of this. One of our number drafted a letter and circulated, and a number of us signed on, just sort of expressing our unhappiness with this, because that this really is an inappropriate thing for your university to do, to tie itself to a title scholarship, which is part of a larger effort to equate our military intervention in Afghanistan with heroism, and also to try to participate in this whole effort that Hillier and Harper have embarked on since the war and since our joining the U.S. in the war, of closing off all debate about the war by suggesting that any kind of critical discussion or reflection on why we're there, what's our purpose there, is this a just war, a good war, any kind of discussion like that, which we should be having on any time we get involved in a war, is foreclosed because it's smeared as being failing to support our troops on the ground. And that's been fairly successful in Canada. We really haven't had a good, solid debate on this war. And one of the things that I'm pleased about is that without even expecting it, we thought this letter of protest would simply go to the university and maybe get a brief line in the newspaper, and that would be it. But it just took off because so many people got so angry at us, and then as things unfolded, so many people began to express their support for what we were trying to say. It's become an interesting debate.
So one of the reasons you opposed it was that you see it as part of a campaign to remove the war from debate by making it into a patriotic gesture or a traitorous right. gesture if you criticize. So the scholarship, is there anything strange about this scholarship in...
Well, it's bizarre because it's totally unnecessary, which is why I instantly knew it was a propaganda thing. And I think the university got sucked into it without really doing its homework, because there is a very generous scholarship program by the Government of Canada called the Children of Deceased Veterans Education Assistance Act, which was put in place after World War II, and then it was cut back in the 50s when I forget the exact year it was canceled, but then it was reestablished in 2003. And this is very generous. It gives, the current level in 2010 is that each child, not only of a deceased veteran in an active theater, but those who die in the long term as a result of injuries they got in campaigns and in just serving the military overseas, they now get $5,000 a year and a $372 monthly living allowance. And the ironic thing is if and currently we're told by the Veterans Affairs that there's 95 people involved in this program getting $500,000 across Canada. But the ironic thing is that if a person receiving this benefit gets the Project Hero Scholarship at the U of R Memorial University, this federal benefit will be clawed back by the same amount. In other words, they will lose from their federal benefits if they take on this provincial or university benefit. So it was totally unnecessary, totally redundant. And that's why we became even more convinced it was just a propaganda gesture.
Now, you mentioned the responses you received, the kind of critical responses as well as supportive. What were the nature of the critical responses?
Oh, they were incredible, and they're still dribbling in. There was an organized campaign. We now have traced it back to activists in the Federal Conservative Party and the local Saskatchewan Party, right-wing activists who orchestrated a campaign against us, set up Facebook sites and put out our emails and phone numbers. So we started getting a lot of hate mails, and they were just the worst kind of attack politics, sort of pit bull Republican-style attack politics, calling us names, threatening us with physical harm. It was just bizarre. It was very upsetting for some of my colleagues who haven't been through this kind of thing before. And in fact, one of our number withdrew from the letter because she was so upset by the onslaught. And it obviously was, again, part of this effort that any time anybody dares to raise a debate, a question, a desire to talk about this war and why we're there and why should we be there, what's this all about, they are immediately and instantly attacked as we were called scum. If you can't support our troops, get out in front of them. You should be sent to Afghanistan and tied to an IED. I hope I don't meet you in the street. I mean, this kind of low-level, vicious, nasty, ad hominem attacks that had nothing to do with the war itself or policy discussion. It was just a vicious effort to silence anybody who disagrees with me. And, of course, the Republicans have used this very effectively, and the Harpers have used it very effectively against Dion. He's trying to use it against Ignatieff. So we found that very disturbing.
And what about the positive responses?
Well, the unexpected consequence of this from the part of the conservative attack dogs is that people are getting upset with this unfolding campaign because they are going to the Facebook sites and looking at what is being said about it. So as a result, now the messages in favor of us have been pouring in, and they're beginning to outnumber the hostile ones. And from all over the country, we're getting messages from retired military guys, wing commanders, colonels, captains, who agree with us totally and are really upset with what's been happening over the Afghan war. We're getting letters from students all across the country, faculty, even some in England and the Netherlands, as the story, I guess, got legs and was reported internationally for some reason. Probably because people are so starved for any kind of debate about the Afghan war, because the media has been so abysmally hopeless on this. I mean, they participated in this attack on us. They didn't give us a fair hearing. They immediately put on the headlines exactly with the charges that were being made against us by this hate campaign. And they really got in with the lynch mob initially. So, it just became something that we didn't expect, but in the end it turned out healthy because it provoked a debate about this war, and it not only called out our opposition and the supporters of this war, of the Harper government and the war cabal, as I call them, but it also called out people who were upset. And we know we're in a majority. Most Canadians do not support this war. Although the polls have gone up and down, they've always been very close, but typically most polls show that most Canadians want us out of this war, and they definitely, over 60-some percent in the last poll, want us out of this war in 2011. But I want us out of this war yesterday.
Well, thanks for speaking about this, and I'll give people a connection they can make to the petition that's been circulated to support the initiative you've taken, and best of luck with getting more support.
Thank you very much, Mort.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I've been speaking with John Conway. He's professor of sociology at the University of Regina. You can find and sign the petition. Just Google Stand Against Project Hero, and you'll be connected to that.